had married men involved, except for three. And the Christian community was not immune. A few top Christian leaders were outed, and Ed Stetzer, executive director of Lifeway Research, estimated that as many as 400 church leaders, deacons, and staff members would end up stepping down as a result. Families all over the country were devastated by this turn of events. But the really sad part is that this was only the tip of the iceberg. Christians have not held themselves to a higher standard. Instead, men and women have made a mockery of God's holy institute through illicit affairs and pornography. While we were busy worrying about homosexual sin, our own homes were falling apart around us, and we never even looked up. We are at a point in which hard truths must be faced and steps have to be taken to restore the credibility of the church on the issue of marriage. Pastors must deal with the fact that the church is in a crisis. I cannot express this strongly enough. The church must understand, "Thou art the man," 2 Samuel 12:7, American Standard Version. And our day of reckoning has come. As conservative Christian women, we have work to do. It is now even more important than before that we stand up, clear our throats, and give a spirited defense for the gift of marriage as God intended it. But first, let's get our bearings straight. There is a lot of misinformation and confusion out there, and we need to be sure we're standing on firm ground before we wade in. To be able to address this topic in the public square, we must have a clear understanding of the biblical view of marriage. A holy institution.